If they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hi, I'm Steve Williams from Deep Seated, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Wow, what a totally amazing, excellent discovery. Not. Okay, that's all the time we have for this week. Until then, good night.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. It's Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.
And we're clear.
All right.
Party time. Excellent. It's time for Discorder Radio. 4 p.m. Tuesday, CITR 101.9, and yeah, Wayne and Garth kick it off today. Why, you ask? Well, yours truly, Wade, and my co-host with the most, CJ, DJ CJ, got a chance to live out a bit of a Halloween fantasy by going as Wayne and Garth this past Friday evening at the Halloween tribute show at the Cobalt, which we're going to talk more about throughout the next hour. So much happening on the show today. It's our Halloween tribute show. We're going to discuss the passing of the late, great Lou Reed. We're going to feature the upcoming bands on the Shindig show at the Railway Club. Lots of other great live stuff happening in and around Vancouver. And kicking it all off right now, we have White Poppy, Crystal Dorval, doing a little experimental and therapeutic pop for us with her track Dead Night, to kick off the Halloween tribute show here on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We'll be right back. That's Dark Knight from White Poppy on CITR 101.9 FM. And you listen to Discord Radio, CITR 101.
If I might add, Wade, that was Dead Knight.
Yes.
It was the dead of the night.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of Halloween references going on in this show. And I guess I'm getting my darks and my deads mixed up left, right, and center. But one thing I didn't get mixed up was the fact that you and I, CJ, were right on with our roles. Our excellent roles.
Excellent.
Excellent. Party woo, time. Woo, woo, woo. This past Friday at the Cobalt.
That's right.
What a blast.
What a blast. For those of you who missed out, come Friday, organized an event, as they do every Friday, at the Cobalt. And this was sort of an 80s, 90s metal and rock tribute night.
It even dabbled into the 60s a bit, too.
Did they?
Well, with the band The Troggs.
Okay.
Who Shearing Pink's covered. We will get into later in the show. In fact, if you're a fan of the 60s, you're going to enjoy today's show. Because normally we play some current music focusing on local artists. But Halloween, you know, things are a bit... Just like The Simpsons. The Halloween episode is always different. Well, this show today, our Halloween episode is going to be quite different. Because we're going to be playing stuff from the 60s and the 70s. And not necessarily only playing Vancouver bands, but going international.
Right on.
Yes, that was our international.
That was our vampire from Transylvania.
Yes, so I've got some. We're going to ramp up with some more good vampire sounds toward the end of the show. We still got another 50 minutes of excitement and informative news about music and about great things that are happening in and around Vancouver. So, getting back to what we were saying before we went off our little Halloween different eras of music tailspin. Cobalt,
yes.
Come Friday.
So we had times. Phoenix Thunderbird playing Metallica, one of my favorites, I guess, of the night. And I guess who was playing when I was crowd surfing, Wade? Please tell me that, because I was kind of out of it when I was crowd surfing the Cobalt.
So I think we should also preface by saying that if you're a little bit in the dark, what happened on Friday night? So four local Vancouver bands that we're all very familiar with here at Discorder all got a chance to not only perform as but dress up as these legendary bands. We had Girlfriends and Boyfriends as the Police. We had Phoenix Thunderbird as CJ just mentioned as Metallica, and we had a bit of a mishmash of Sunshine and the V-Vecker Ensemble and a few other
Aquanaut.
Thank you very much, and of course some guy named Al, the drummer, all came together to perform as quote unquote Billy Corgan Shaved Head, and they did a great set as the Smashing Pumpkins, a band that I was a huge fan of back in the 90s. CJ, you weren't that familiar, but that's okay. Folks listening at home, he's just a young pup here, so don't blame him.
Hey, big world out there.
I have to say, though, there was points when I wasn't even looking at the band, and I was either at the bar getting a drink or just had my turned away, and I was amazed, not only by what Billy Corgan Shaved Head was doing, but all the bands. Like, these guys are such tight musicians that it really could have been a Police or Metallica or Pumpkin show.
Yeah. I agree. It was a crazy vibe. Apart from the fact that I felt the Cobalt kind of had to get their sound together a bit, but the band itself was putting out some great vibes for sure.
I felt like I was at a Smashing Pumpkins concert.
Fair enough.
Especially during the part when you were. And to answer your earlier question, yes, CJ was body surfing. In fact, I said to a couple of people next to us, I said, okay, guys, we're going to get CJ up during Bullet with Butterfly Wings. And as soon as we heard...
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. The world is a vampire. We got CJ up, and I don't think the Cobalt ever sees any body surfing.
Okay.
So it was great. It was the first time I experienced it there. We threw him on stage, and then actually I think the Pumpkins, they liked you being on stage because you started like headbanging along with them.
I did.
But then
I lost my wig.
Yeah, he lost his
Garth
wig.
Garth was no longer Garth.
He lost
his
wig.
He was just an Indian guy standing on stage.
And he lost his way, so he kind of meekly got off. But that's very Garth-esque.
True.
Yeah. And it was, again, tons of fun being Wayne and Garth. Everybody all night long was like, party time, excellent. There was even, this is amazing, we didn't plan this at all, but there was even a Babe-raham Lincoln in the crowd.
Babe-raham Lincoln.
If you haven't seen the movie Wayne's World, first of all, go download it or
buy it. Support buy it. Yeah, Mike Myers.
It's a great flick from the early 90s where they make a reference to this attractive woman who was so hot that she was like, if she, I think the line was, if she were president, she'd be Babraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And one of the ladies dressed up that night was dressed as Babraham Lincoln.
True that.
And if you'd like to see for yourself, just go to our Facebook page, Discorder Radio, right now on Facebook. We just uploaded about half an hour ago a whole bunch of photos from the night. You can see myself and CJ dressed as Wayne and Garth. Or Wade and Siege, as we were kind of known that night, as well as pics of Phoenix Thunderbird, Billy Corgan Shaved Head, Girlfriends and Boyfriends, and Shearing Pinks. We're going to get more into that performance in a moment, but first, to be true to our Halloween theme and stay on our Wayne's World buzz, we thought we'd take you back to 1992, the year that Wayne's World was released, and a song that was made famous by this movie by a classic Halloween rocker named Alice Cooper. So here we go. In case you're wondering what this track is, from Wayne's World, Feed My Frankenstein. Yes,
I know you're hungry.
Alice Cooper making his Discord Radio debut on CITR 101.9.
Good.
This Halloween, CITR is proud to sponsor Sussoween, taking place at Fortune Sound Club, featuring Lil Texas and Bar Lee. Plus, the Chapel Sound crew will be spinning all night alongside the Can I Live DJs. Dressed to impress in your most daring costumes, Fortune Sound Club is going to be transformed into a Halloween acid trip. Acid trip, acid trip, acid trip, acid trip, acid trip, acid trip. Be sure to pick up a limited early bird ticket being sold at Zulu, Beat Street, High Life, and Red Cat Records.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
We're back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Feed My Frankenstein from Alice Cooper on our Halloween tribute show here in honor of Wayne and Garth, a.k.a. yours truly, along with DJ CJ, doing our thing at the Cobalt on Friday night.
Woot, woot.
We're going to play some more. We're going to talk about some of the other events coming up at the Cobalt in the coming minutes on the show. But what we've been doing for the last 3 weeks in the lead up to this epic party, and it truly was, it lived up to its name. I know everybody had a great time, and people are still buzzing about it here 4 or 5 days later. We played, we were doing kind of a double shot. So we always would play the local bands. We did Phoenix Thunderbird, and then we did the tribute track, and that was how we revealed they were playing a cover of Metallica. Then we did Girlfriends and Boyfriends, and then we did the tribute track sounding board with the tribute track, which then revealed we were playing the Police. And then last week we did it with Sunshine, who was our representative of Billy Corgan Shaved Head, and then revealed they were doing Smashing Pumpkins. And even though we teased it off the top, we wanted to give Shearing Pinks their due. So Shearing Pinks, an experimental Vancouver punk band that's been around for quite a while. They just have a brand new album released called Infinite Siblings 3. We're going to play the track French Kiss from Shearing Pinks, and then stick around, because right after the Shearing Pinks song, we're going to end off our month-long of Come Friday Halloween tribute track excitement by doing the tribute track reveal into the band that they covered this past Friday night. So without further ado, Shearing Pinks, French Kiss, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Halloween hype up track, tribute artist.
I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight.
There you go. That wraps it up for our month of Halloween tribute tracks. That was The Troggs, Wild Thing. And before that, we heard Shearing Pinks with French Kiss. But we want to stick on The Troggs for a moment. Well, not say the Troggs. By the way, great job again, Shearing Pinks, whose music sounds so vastly different from The Troggs. And so to pull off that tight performance on the weekend was very impressive, especially because I didn't know any other Trog songs. I didn't think anybody else knew any other Trog songs, and they had a whole catalog ready to go. So nice job there, Shearing Pinks. So as we mentioned before off the top, this is the Halloween tribute show, and we're doing something a little bit left to center. We're not playing our normal catalog of Vancouver artists and focusing on the Vancouver scene. We're going a little bit at left to center, but a lot of things have been happening this week that are, well, namely, this is very newsworthy, that wants us to stay in the decade of the 60s right now. Lou Reed, who you may have heard of, very influential poet, musician. He died on Sunday. He was the lead singer and chief songwriter with the seminal 60s New York band, the Velvet Underground, one of America's most enduring and influential bands of yesteryear. And CJ, did you know much about Lou Reed?
Very little, to be honest. But I did hear a few songs of the Velvet Underground and Nico back in like 2008, I guess.
Well, Velvet Underground and Nico is, and that was the band that sort of Lou Reed, I was going to say rose to prominence with, but then again, they weren't very prominent at all. In fact, they were a band that many consider extremely influential, but at the time, didn't really have much influence at all. In fact, there was a great quote, I'm going to try to bring it up here, from Brian Eno, the famous UK producer. The line was, here it is. He said, while the first Velvet Underground album may have only sold 30,000 copies in its early years, everyone who bought one of those 30,000 copies started a band. Yeah.
I mean, it's quite something to say. I guess it speaks to the like highly influential nature of that album to everybody who bought it.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Some even consider it the first alternative album of all time. And back in the, I guess, the 90s, when alternative was kind of a buzzword being thrown around with bands like the Smashing Pumpkins, I mean, these guys were kind of writing the book on alternative music at a time when, you know, like the Troggs, Wild Thing, and other hits were rising to the top of the charts. Nobody knew about underground. They were writing about some really dark, sinister topics. A quote out of the Globe and Mail from Lou Reed's passing the other day said, pale, softly spoken, and sinister in black clothes and tinted spectacles, Reed was the prototype white urban hipster whose grim songs captured in sordid detail the sublime miseries of urban lowlife and introduced into the American pop song hitherto taboo subjects such as transvestism, sadomasochism, and drug abuse. Wow, very well said. Without further ado, I think what we should do is probably play something from the Velvet Underground right now. And what we're going to play right now is off their Velvet Underground and Nico album, going back to 1967, their first album. This song was Andy Warhol's favorite on the album. And Andy Warhol actually became their manager and was actually the one that encouraged them to have the banana cover art and bring along Nico as a as their chanteuse, so to speak. So this one is going out to Lou Reed, who passed away on Sunday at the age of 71. And every time when I first heard the song, I always thought about the future of the next day to come and future parties. But unfortunately for Lou Reed, there are no more tomorrow's parties. So in honor of that, on Discord or Radio, we bid adieu to Lou Reed with the Velvet Underground, All Tomorrow's Parties, CITR 101.9.
And what costumes shall the poker wear? To all tomorrow's parties, a hand-me-down dress from who knows where? Where will she go? What shall she do when midnight comes around? She turned once more to Sunday's clown and cried behind the door. Thank you. Done down of rags and silks, a costume fit for one who sits and cries for all tomorrow's
CITR 101.9, Discorder Radio, and the darkly beautiful All Tomorrow's Parties from the Velvet Underground, going back to the Velvet Underground and Nico in 1967. That was John Cale, Sterling Morrison, and Maureen Tucker, along with Lou Reed on that track. And of course, Nico, the Chanteuse, brought along by Andy Warhol. Once again, Lou Reed passing away this past Sunday at the age of 71. From complications due to a recent liver transplant. Okay, moving along. That was one of the most somber moments we've had here on Discord Radio, but kind of a nice reflective moment, a nice tribute there to Lou.
It's true.
Yeah, and a song that always reminds me of when I was in Paris back in 2004, and I was staying with these two French girls that didn't actually speak a word of English, but we could bond through Velvet Underground's music.
Is that so?
It's so. Yeah, they didn't speak a word of English. It's kind of a long story, but through a mishap, I wrote down my friend's phone number wrong that I was going to stay with in Paris, and I when I got to the train station, I called that number, and the number was dead. And I was like, what am I going to do? I'm in Paris for 2 days. I don't know anybody except these two French girls I'd met earlier in my travels. I went to a local hotel, emailed them in en français, the petit français that I connais, je connais, un peu de français. And they responded, and I was actually forced to think in French for the next couple of days, but it was a real trip. I felt like a real Parisian by the end of it, because I was hanging out with Parisians and drinking French.
No, you didn't.
I was, because these girls were kind of well connected, and they took me to like their French art parties, and
you stood out like a
like. I, you know what, I probably sounded a bit like, if the tales were reversed, I would have said like, hello, Wade, my name, fun, have good time here, Paris, like it, I do. Like, I probably would have sounded like that if it was the tales were turned.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I always remember hearing, that's when I first really got into that album, was in Paris, along with Eloise and Adeline, merci beaucoup, mes amis. Okay, moving on. We teased the Come Friday series earlier. That's, of course, the Hollywood tribute that we were talking about for the last month was the Come Friday. It's their weekly series they have going at the Cobalt right now. And there's a band that's playing this Friday that, CJ, you're pretty excited about. So I'll let you tee this one up for us.
Sure. So this Friday we have at the Cobalt at 9:30 p.m., we've got the Elvins headlining with Sonny Pompeo opening for them. And of course, got another band there, not sure who. Well, it looks like it's just them. Either way.
I thought the band was called Not Sure Who.
Not Sure Who. But I personally love Sonny Pompeo because when I first started volunteering here at CITR, Sarah Accordingly, our music manager slash director.
According to Accordingly.
She handed me a bunch of CDs and said, here, have a listen. And I did. And one of them was Sunny Pompeii off their 2011 debut album, Breakfast off Champignon.
Ah, another French reference.
There you go.
I feel there's a lot of consistency, a lot of synchronicity in this show with the double 60s reference, the double French reference, the double Come Friday reference.
You know how it is, man. Wayne's World, it revolves around references.
Yes, this is true. And I was actually going to make another reference, too, when you said, I'm not sure who the band is playing. It sounded a bit like, if that's the band's name, reference to Wayne's World when they referenced who's playing tonight. We got Crucial Taunt and the Shitty Beatles.
Okay.
No, you don't get that reference?
I didn't get that reference.
You know what? We should just stay with the synchronicity talk. And
Either way, so Sunny Pompeii came out with their first debut album in 2011. Their next release was called Professional Day last October. And they have another thing that came out today on their Bandcamp, but I did want to take it back and listen to a track off their first album. And it's called Spacey B, so enjoy.
So Sunny Pompeii, Spacey B on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
zines, magazines, books, art, crafts, readings, performances, lectures. Do you like these things?
Yeah.
Do you like when these things are made by indie artists in your community?
Yeah.
Then come on down to Canzine West, the greatest festival of zine and independent culture, brought to you by Broken Pencil Magazine, on Saturday, November 2nd from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Ukrainian Hall at 805 Pender Street East.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
The Carl Sagan Association for the Communication of Science is pleased to present screenings of Carl Sagan's Cosmos series, held twice per month on the UBC campus. Through these and other initiatives, our goal is to promote interest and engagement with the sciences on campus and in society at large. Visit ubcsagan.org for showtimes and other events.
And welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca. And of course, we've got a ton of interviews on our SoundCloud page, so please do check that out as well.
Right on, right on. Oh, there you go. Nice. And CJ, we were talking about synchronicities earlier. I'm not going to relive that joke that didn't go off so well, but I do want to mention synchronicity of the next two tracks you're playing. Both happen to have the acronym SP. And the band name. So we had Sunny Pompeii.
Oh, that's true.
And the band we're going to play now is called Spesh Pep.
Spesh Pep.
And why are we playing Spesh Pep? Well, they are on tonight at Shindig. It's the number 7, I believe, of the 13-week Battle of the Bands, annual Battle of the Bands, every fall in Vancouver at the Railway Club, the legendary Railway Club since 1931. And... well, CITR has been involved for at least the last 20 years. Tonight, we've got Deaf Chords, as well as War Baby, who's very familiar to this station. But we play them a lot, so we thought we'd play a new band today. So this is Spesh Pep, who will be playing tonight at Shindig. And this is their track, Cartoon Heaven. You listen to CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio.
Cut off my head.
CITR 101.9 Spesh Pep, who will be playing tonight at Shindig, the annual Battle of the Bands. It's week number 7. They're playing with Deaf Chords and War Baby. All the action gets underway around 9:30 tonight at the legendary Railway Club, corner of Dunsmuir and Seymour. And by the way, yours truly had a chance to be one of the judges last week, which was a very fun, entertaining, enlightening experience. So thank you, Ben Lye, for the opportunity. I would love to be welcome back in the near future. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know what I mean? Although my joke didn't go over so well, because they have this thing called Jokes for Beer, where you get up and you tell a joke in between the second and third band. And I mean, everybody gets a beer ticket if you at least try, but I don't mind. Didn't go off so well.
I remember your joke from last year.
What joke was that? Do you remember?
About the old couple.
Yeah. The- You know what? That's why it didn't go over so well. I told the same joke. In fact, should we just...
No.
It's...
All right. As producer, I forbid it.
All right. Well, you know, I did get a mention that my mom was listening. And she... Mom, if you are listening, hey, how's it going? We can thank Zeta Frank for this joke about the old couple in bed. I think you know the one I'm talking about. Anyways, enough of that. Back to the task at hand. What's happening? We got time for a couple more tracks, including so we're gonna dig into the Discorder album review under review section, and gotta say, big fan of Fraser Dobbs's reviews. This guy knows his stuff. He actually wrote the feature on White Poppy, which we were talking about earlier, did a great feature on her, and did a great review of the Needles and Pins release, which is their which is a 7-inch release. Out of This Place is the A side, and the B side is Date Night, You Bring the Napalm. And of course, that was why we thought this would be a good one for our Halloween tribute show. For the whole, you know, napalm, dark,
people
death,
get it.
Halloween
people
reference. Get it. Without further ado, this is actually the last time we're going to be in the month of October doing Discorder Radio. Next week, it's going to be a brand new month, brand new magazine in our hands, brand new content on the website. So while this is at the home screen of the Discorder magazine page and fresh in our ears, we thought we'd play some Needles and Pins for you right about now. So here we go. On the Halloween Tribute Show, Needles and Pins Out of This Place on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Those are the gravelly lyrics of Adam S. from Needles and Pins. The track Out of This Place. The A-side with Date Night. You bring the napalm on our Halloween tribute show. Oh, and by the way, I have to atone for a Halloween mistake. It was Justin White who did the review of Needles and Pins in this month's copy of Discorder, but Fraser always did lots of great reviews. So props to both of you guys. And of course, CITR and Discorder magazine is all run by volunteers. And thank you again to all the volunteers to help making everything we do here just awesome and great and fun. And you make CJ and my job that much easier with producing such great content for us.
Thank you.
There you go. So we're about to close off the show, close off the great Halloween tribute show. CJ, you have any plans for actual Halloween, which is coming up on Thursday?
Not really. I am on my way to Chicago, land of the wind.
Ah, well, that's, yes. That's a little Halloween-y, because wind is kind of a bit of a Halloween...
yeah, hopefully...
More fog, I guess, hopefully when you think about weather for the Halloween.
Hopefully the pilot doesn't have any Halloween plans.
Yes, let's hope not. Safe okay. flight to you, and happy Halloween to everybody out there in Vancouver. Make sure you check your apples for razor blades. You always hear those stories about the bad people putting razor blades in apples.
Ouch.
Yeah. So thanks again for listening, everybody. We're going to end off our Halloween tribute show with a Halloween classic. This will be our third song from the 60s we're going to play today. Unprecedented on Discorder Radio.
Excellent.
Party time.
Party time.
Yeah. Happy Halloween to everybody. This is Bobby Boris Pickett to close it off on Discorder Radio with a Halloween classic from 1962. It's the Monster Mash. Hope all you monsters have a great time mashing out there this Halloween. And we'll catch you next week on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
The monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot,
the party had just begun.
In a shoot,
the guest included Wolfman,
in a shoot,
Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Whoa.
Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring.
Whoa.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
Whoa.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
Whoa.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
Now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
And you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.